there was something so dear. They're both very close to 90. And he just loved her so much. And he was confused. He kept confusing her with his mother. He would say, her name's Anne. And then he would say Hazel, and that was his mother. But it was, I felt honored because it was not blood family. It was like an honor to be that close in. And around a woman, and this was a woman who came to a lot of my events. She really liked the things that I did. We had done a lot together. So it was my first experience, I guess, of feeling that much around someone who was not a family member. You know, it was peripheral. It was purely through, quote, work. But it transcended work areas where it was very human and, you know, giving the man, when I saw him in his room, he was praying on his knees out loud. There was so much passion, so much love. These two had been married, you know, 60-something years. I just wanted to share how profound it can be and what an honor. There's something very honorable around the death portal, where a person's honored and it's, I don't know. I haven't put it all into words, but
just think about it. Every second or few, someone is departing the planet, and someone is having a high emotional response to it. And if you think about how common death is, it's somewhat remarkable that death is going on all around you all the time, yet it seems to leave you untouched unless you are directly there, as Karen was, in the immediacy of the moment. Something to think about. As heart chakra opens, you may find that the immediacy of death, even from other parts of the world, will step really into your now. And it may be difficult to navigate it, to be so wide open like this. Our vehicle had a bit of a taste of it this winter when she had certain experiences, as she said, that blew her third and fourth chakra wide open so much that it was physically painful, emotionally painful, and she was just getting the old too much information. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. There are adjustments that are being made, and sometimes things are blown way open, and then the dial is turned back to find the right focus. Just like when you turn music on, if you have the dial turned way up, it comes blasting through, yes? Mm-hmm. And then you find the right adjustment for what's comfortable for you. So in some regards, the energies that are working everyone today, let's say, looking to blast a little bit open without blowing things too far, as George said, destroying the nervous system, but blowing things open, and so that you can find the balance for what will be required in the future. Who else has question or comment?
Well, this is Alan. I would add to that, and that I had a death close to me about 2 weeks ago, and last Saturday night went to the wake or the ceremony in honor of that. And I won't go into detail, but I'll just say that there were some things that were said and occurred at that point that I felt an immediate liberation. And I felt it indeed in my heart chakra, where I let go of a heartache, a relationship that had occupied my heart in a perhaps a negative way, or in a way that just was no longer suitable or whatever. And the death sort of brought about that awareness and realization. And so I can see now that indeed the heart is like a resource, if you will, and that now my heart is available for other things. It's available for other people, or it's available to help other people, and I'm not caught up in that pain, you know, of dealing with it. And when it happened, it was amazing how, like, sort of like all the other heartaches went with it. You know, it was like once that left, in the same way that I've read that they say that, especially like when a divorce or a relationship breaks up, it can seem like it's even worse because it adds to all the previous ones before, and that's what you're really experiencing, is not just that relationship breaking
the composite.
Up, the five that broke up before that. Whereas this was like the reverse of that, you know, just by letting go of that one situation, I felt immensely freed of all. And there's a certain degree of what they call codependency that was involved in that also.